kuretwa ndrayandran kumbula ulasa reni.
And everyone is here because of a mother.
Arntsrahera yavte yeto avkua nunreu reni.
I mean the men.
They
came from moms, so moms are important.
And sometimes
in the world we get this imbalance of power.
And
some people say, oh, it's a man's world. You know, the men get all the privilege.
And
men get paid more for the same work. But that's not just. It's not a man's world, it's God's world. And I want to preach a bit about who God is this morning. To encourage the men and the women here to see more clearly how this all works.
So
let's pray. Father, as we look at your word this morning, we ask that you would open our hearts wide. Holy Spirit, explain the truths of God to us. We want to know you better, Lord. And we want to carry the values that you carry. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm opening with a verse in 1 Corinthians 11, verse
11.
We can read verse 11 and 12. Of 1 Corinthians 11.
Andova kitsika ni Corinthiana voalohany tokofo faraky ambe folo.
Says in the Lord, however, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as woman came from man, so also man is born of woman. But everything comes from God.
Ya Corinthiana voalohany tokofo faraky ambe folo dia nandiny faraky ambe folo. Kanefa ao amin'ny tompo tsy misy vehivavy raha tsy misy lehilahy ary tsy misy lehilahy raha tsy misy vehivavy. Dia ny andininy faharoa ambin'ny folo fa toy ny niavian'ny vehivavy avy tamin'ny lehilahy dia toy izany koa ny niavian'ny lehilahy avy tamin'ny vehivavy fa Andriamanitra kosa no hiavian'ny zavatra rehetra.
So that's the word of God reminding us to be humble, saying we depend on each other. But that's not how the world often thinks. The Jewish man, when he says his prayers early every day, he has a prayer book that he follows. 2,000 years ago, there were some prayers written. And the Jewish man prays this prayer, thanking God for certain blessings. He says, blessed are you, O God, King of the universe, you have not made me a Gentile. So he blesses God that he's not a Gentile. Then he says, blessed are you, God, who has not made me a slave. Then he says, blessed are you, O God, who has not made me a woman. That's how the Jewish man prays. It's true. I'm not making jokes. At the time of Jesus, the culture was very patriarchal. And women didn't carry a high status at all. Now history is full of oppression of women. It started right with Adam and Eve at the beginning. When God asked Adam why he sinned, Adam said, "It was the woman you gave me, Lord." So man turned against woman right there. And today, even in the Western world, men get higher salaries than women for the same work. And in some religious circles where men are in control, the women have to sit in one place and the men sit in another. And if you're in the mosque, the men sit in the front, the women sit at the back. So why do the women get the cheap seats? Are they worth less? Are women inferior to men? It seems like that sometimes. How did we get into this situation? How did the world become so imbalanced? It's actually because sin has come and messed up our ability to estimate the correct value. A man just thinks he's more important. It's inherent. It's built in because of your sin nature. You think you're superior to a woman. But the woman also thinks she's superior to the man. Because he's not always that sensitive and intuitive, and she knows she can manipulate him. He seems like a simple beast, and she's a clever one. And it's easy for her to charm him. And so she doesn't worry that he thinks he's more important because she knows she can control
him.
And if he realizes, then he gets angry. But he's so dumb most of the time, he doesn't realize.
Now,
we're not supposed to be in competition with one another, and we're not enemies. And I think if you understood who God was, you could better understand male and female. And if you understand where a woman is positioned in God's economy, whether you're a man or a woman, you should understand it. And then it would put an end to arguments and an end to rivalry and competition. And so this isn't a typical Mother's Day sermon.
Ty zanzym tu wam lutane karazana turten wan feten reni masat.
But I want to challenge the men and the women to see more of who God is.
Fate anentanan lelasum fevavia kumba yita bebe kukue wotaniza marna muandremant.
Because that will bring us into unity with one another. Nowhere in the Bible does God get called by a feminine pronoun. In other words, he's never she, he's always he. That's God's word, so it's how he reveals himself. He reveals himself using masculine pronouns. But we would be neglecting scripture if we stopped there and said God has only masculine characteristics. So this morning I'm going to show you some scriptures that shows a God who is both motherly and fatherly. And this has to change the way you see women.
And
women need to see themselves and how they identify with God. God is both a producer and a warrior, a nurturer and a protector. And so I'm going to refer to some scriptures. And you have to hear how God is described. In Ruth 2:12, we see a common picture of God as a mother bird. And
Ruth 2:12
says, may you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you've come to take refuge.
Ka an umen Jehovah andriamanitra ny Israel valpity lehibe ane ianao satria avy hialoka eo ambany elany ianao.
The picture is very motherly.
Le ksarsar zany tena ohatra hoe tahaka ny hoe amareny.
It's the baby bird hiding under its mother's wing.
Le hoe le zanaka vorona kely zany a miafina ao ambany elatry ny reniny.
And Psalms echoes that sentiment.
Arin salamian kude manaku akwanzani fumba faitan zan.
Saying, hide me in the shadow of your wings.
Uzis we afenu ya wambani alkuniela trawa.
And in another psalm, I will take refuge under the shadow of your wings.
Tianam nyafan rezum tena zate tena yalka awambani el trawa.
Another psalm says, he will cover you with his wings. Like a mother putting a blanket on a child. These are very motherly pictures. And then Jesus himself used these images. When he said to his people in Jerusalem, he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, or Jerusalem,
I've longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks.
Tena evan naniri anangona zanako yangona takani fanangoni reny akon zanany ako.
It's not a very masculine picture. It's the protective, nurturing side of God that's being revealed. God behaves like a parent towards us. But in how he deals with us, the pictures from Scripture are both fatherly and motherly. It gets even more motherly in another verse. Have you ever seen what happens when a mother is protecting her children? Someone says something bad about one of her children. She doesn't stay calm. She gets very outraged. Very protective, very angry. In
Hosea,
God says, like a bear that was robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open. Have you ever seen a cat with kittens? After the cat gives birth, Where's the father cat? Nah, he's off looking for another one already. But the mother, if you try and take one of those kittens, she growls, hisses, bites, scratches. She won't let you. That's the motherly instinct to protect the young. And God identifies with that. He says, like a mother bear who's been robbed of her cubs, I'm going to come and rip apart the enemies. And then God gets even more personal. In the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah 42, verse
14,
he says, for a long time I kept quiet. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. God identifies with a pregnant woman giving birth. I'm sorry, men, at this point you're disqualified. You're not even able to measure up to what God's saying there as a man. Only a woman can actually understand that. And in Isaiah 66, verse 13, God says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you.
De uzi zoe ta kani ampiununa nren zana ni ade uta kani zan kuno ampiununa kwa nao.
And then he talks about breastfeeding. Something the men here can't talk about. Don't even try. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? He says, but I will not forget you. He steps into these pictures as if he fully understands the woman. And I want you to understand this today. God has both masculine and feminine characteristics. In fact, here's a text that shows both the fatherly and motherly characteristics of God side by side in one verse. It's Deuteronomy 32, verse
18.
It says, you deserted the rock who fathered you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. Think about that verse. God's describing people in relation to himself. And he's saying, I fathered you and I gave you birth. Hands up, men who have given birth. Never going to happen. Men don't give birth. Today's Mother's Day, we know it's about women who gave birth. And it's more than just giving birth, because you can be a mother even if you didn't give birth. And God does that to us as his orphan children. He adopts us into his family. And he hides us under the shadow of his wing and he comforts us. I'm trying to get you to see that God can relate to you as a woman. And men, that in the mystery of who God is, there is this other side that you don't know. You don't know it personally because it's not in you. But it's in woman. When God made male and female in the image of God, women carry some unique expressions of who God is. Men, you must therefore respect a woman, for she is made in the image of God. And now a verse that blew my mind. Because it goes beyond characteristics to actual roles that you carry out. See, we understand that when Adam was in the garden, he needed a helper.
And
so God said, I will make a helper suitable.
The uses and the mantrawe anova kwa panampia zetena we mentkazi zia we tsaza zia.
And he made Eve.
Tena nambota ni vizia.
And Eva. And Eve would be able to help Adam achieve the purposes of God.
Te Eva avakani anampia nande manta na trata ni tanzu nande mant.
And so we create the hierarchy, God, Adam, Eve.
And
we men are wrong when we assume that the woman must serve us.
No,
she's serving God when she serves us. But she is not our servant, she is God's servant.
And
now, lest you think that in some way the not serving role is superior to the serving role, in other words, the helper you think is inferior in some hierarchy to the one being helped.
Psalm
33
in verse 20
says, we wait in hope for the Lord. So we're hoping for God to come through. He is our help and our shield. That word help is exactly the same word that Eve is in Genesis. So God in His Word describes Himself as a helper. In the same way that Eve is a helper. That puts the woman's role as helper on a par with God. God's saying, I'm a helper like Eve. And I'll help you. Isn't that humbling? Every man in the room should be humbled by that. God's saying in the husband, wife, man, woman roles, I'm identifying here with Eve.
It's
mind-blowing. Because it challenges masculine arrogance that assumes that men are just superior. And then when Jesus came, He absolutely revolutionized the way that men interacted with women in that society.
Proper
Jews, men, didn't speak to Samaritans, let alone Samaritan women.
Ni tena Jewsia, de tsimresa kam ni olona Samaritan.
But in John chapter
4,
Jesus has a long conversation with a Samaritan woman.
And
she's shocked that he would even talk to her. But not only does he know her and he knows her history, he knows her baggage, he knows her sin. She immediately assumes the role of subservient and offers to serve him water.
Ary izy a de na nome an'le andraikitra hoe nome an'le fanovozany anomezany rano azy.
But he responds that he would actually serve her the water of life.
Kanefany a izy I Jesosy zany no niteny hoe izany hanome rano anao a dia hanome anao an'ilay rano fiainana.
That if she knew who he was, she would ask him and he would give her water.
Ozy izy hoe raha fantatrao ako a dia enao indray no anontany anahy dia hanome anahy rano izy.
And the result is she actually becomes a believer.
Ary ny vokatry le izy a dia lasa mpino le ravehivavy avy eo.
And that's the kind of heart God shows towards a woman who was from the wrong tribe and with a bad past.
Ary izany ny fo omen'Andriamanitra ny vehivavy a mety hoe tao amin'ny foko tsy izy no nisy azy a na nisy efa lasa tsy nety ny momba azy a.
He gives her dignity and says, I would serve you.
Dia omeny asina indray izy dia ozy izy hoe izany ho anompo anao.
Isn't our God magnificent?
Motsy tena mahatalanjona ve ny Andriamanitrantsika?
Do you see how he sees people?
Hitanareo ny fomba fahitan'ny olona?
Do you see how he loves a broken woman who actually is downcast in her position?
Hitanareo ve ny fomba nitiavany an'le ravehivavy izay ohatrany hoe efa nahilikiliky ny fiarahamonina sy tena hoe any amin'ny farany ambany?
You see, because God himself is more than just male.
Satria hitanareo Andriamanitra tenany a dia mihoatra lavitra noho ny hoe lehilahy.
He has motherly characteristics, he has compassion and nurturing.
Izy manana le toetoetra ny mahareny a, manana indra fo izy sady be fitiavana.
And he treats even the lowest caste of woman as an equal that he would serve and give his life for.
Dia tena hoe noraisiny an-tanana ihany koa na dia hoe le vehivavy farany ambany ary a dia nataony mitovy amin'ny hafa hoe mbola hotompoiny koa omeny zavatra.
Women and mothers.
Ny vehivavy sy ny reny.
Society will often try to put you down, but God never will.
Ny fiarahamonina mety hoe anambany anao fa Andriamanitra kosa tsy anao an'izany na oviana na oviany.
God honors and he respects, he loves, he serves.
Andriamanitra dia manaja, mitia, manompo a.
And within himself he carries the characteristics of these motherly characteristics, these things we define as feminine.
Dia ao anatiny ao mihitsy a misy an'ireo toetoetra isan-karazany ananan'ny vehivavy a izay amaritantsika anazy hoe feminin.
Which means you can connect with God in a way that he identifies with you fully.
Zany hoe afaka tena mifandray amin'Andriamanitra mihitsy ianao a amin'ny fomba tena hoe ahafahany mifandray aminao feno.
You can't even say, hey God, you don't know what it's like to be a woman.
Ianao tsy afaka miteny zany Andriamanitra, ianao nga mahafantatra an'izany, tena tsy azonao mihitsy zany hoe vehivavy.
And he says he's given birth.
Ozy izy hoe izy ary niteraka.
He relates to you.
Tena hoe fantany tsara ny toerana misy anao.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Father, thank you for these words that you've put in the Bible.
Raha misaotra anao izay no ireo teny ireo izay apetraka ao anatin'ny Baiboly.
But may we come to humble ourselves before your word.
Anantona anao ne izay ampanetretena manoloana ny teninao.
Adjust the way we see ourselves and the way we see you.
Noe amin'ny fomba avaozy ny fomba fahitanay ny tenanay sy ny fahitanay anao.
Help us to honor one another.
Ampio izay mba hifanaja.
And to recognize that we're made in your image, male and female.
Ary mba tena fantatra tokoa izay hoe na noariana araka ny endrikao lahy sy vavy.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.